Hi guys. So I am going to be adding more guests to this episode soon. Welcome back to the podcast, the Romans Plumbers podcast. Today I want to talk to you guys about extremism. Okay. Extremism is a very heavy topic, okay? And I like talking about extremism because it's a really important topic. Okay, and it's something that you need to know in order to be educated and not be, let's just say, you could say ignorant, right? So there's a difference between being an extremist and a normal person. An extremist is someone who takes a religion or a culture or a faith to a certain extent to the point where they are being violent, okay? They can be mentally or physically damaging people. Okay, this can include killing people, this can be tormenting people, this can be torturing people. Any way in which you are getting physical or mental harm because of how these people are treating you, because of how extremely they've taken something. Now, what person causes extremism? Some people, they practice a religion to a certain extent to the point where they are going actually against their religion. Perfect example in Islam, right? Muslims aren't terrorists. That's like a not even like a joke. Like I'm being actually serious. Obviously, you know that. It's not something you would be like, oh my God, really? Whoa. What happened, let's say 9/11, that wasn't by Muslims, that was by extremists. We need to, as a community, to associate these bad people to this group of extremists. We call them extremists, don't call them Muslims. Okay? For example, back when the Crusaders were a thing, you can't call them Christians. You would call them extremists, right? They killed people, they hurt people, and they still represented the Christian empire, the Christian religion, right? You can't ever associate violence to religion. Never. They're two separate things. You can never link them. It's impossible to link them. And the sad truth is that the media really tricks people into thinking that's not true. They think that the extremists are Muslims. Some, well, maybe not anymore, but like back in 9/11, right? When the Twin Towers got hit by the plane, everybody was blaming it on Muslims. They're like, Osama, yeah, you guys follow this, and you guys are Muslims like this, and you're bad. You're horrible people, and you kill people, and you're terrorists, and because of that, there's lots of hate crimes. There's lots of people getting killed that are Muslim, but at the same time, there was also a big boost in the population of Muslims, right? Let's look at the population of Muslims in population of Muslims in 2000, and now you will notice that we went from having 1.2 billion people. Wait, what? That's so weird. But we did grow a lot, right? So from 2000 to, let's see, 2002, let's get to check, 2000 to 2000 or 2020, the population of Muslims went from 1.2 billion people to 2 billion people. Do you notice how much of that is a big gap? 9/11 caused a lot of people to learn more about Islam, a lot and stuff like that. It's a horrible thing. Extremism is another topic that I'm going to now go back to, but there was a big growth. Now let's talk more about extremism. There is a healthy amount of practicing religion. This is my practice your religion to the point where you feel satisfied and happy with the amount of, with how much you practice and how happy you are with your religious belief. But never, ever go to the point where you start implying or hurting or abusing people because you want to spread your religion or you want more people to spread your religion. Because that will never, ever, ever work. Okay? You may ask, why? Why would that work? Well, obviously, nobody's gonna ask that, but like, anyways, because you, in fact, you're actually You are better off not hurting people and not implying these different things on people than if you were to. Okay? And that's the main thing that people need to learn, right? ISIS, think about ISIS. A lot of people know about ISIS. A lot of people know about Taliban. And a lot of people know about Al-Qaeda. These are three different big terrorist groups. And they are all extremist groups. Okay? You can never associate religion, especially Islam, which really like pisses me off, is like for everyone knows and like you should know that and it's said that Islam is a religion of peace, right? And the fact that these things are getting associated with it is absolutely disgusting and absolutely sad, because why would you associate a religion to violence? You can't. Because a religion doesn't force you to be violent. It never says in Christianity that you shouldn't kill people. It's a sin. It's a sin in Islam. It's a sin in Hinduism. It's a sin in Judaism, I think. Yeah, 100%. I thought it was Buddhism. Even Buddhism, I'm pretty sure it is a sin. In the majority of religions, it's a sin. Why do you think that this religion will allow it? It doesn't make sense, right? And it really just sucks. As a Muslim, the fact that some people, now I don't get discriminated against. I've never really been. I mean, this one time someone told me, "Why are you so proud to be a Pakistani? They're the guys who did 9/11." And I'm like, well, and I was really annoyed at the time because I was like, who are you to tell me that, like, you are uneducated? Because here's the thing, it didn't come from Pakistan either. That's the thing. They're extremists that are based in Saudi Arabia and Afghanistan. These are two countries that have loads of extremists in them, right? The Taliban, we all know Taliban, is was founded in Afghanistan. Afghanistan. I'm saying Afghanistan, but I know the actual pronunciation of Afghanistan. It may be different, I have no clue, but that's how we pronounce it. Afghanistan. And we make it look like people think it's just Muslim countries in general, right? How about the thing in Syria, right? That was, people think, oh, it was the government. No, it wasn't. It was just the media that switched, that made it look like it was the government. In reality, we all know that they were just caused by extremism. It was ISIS that ruined Syria, not the government. Okay? But you can never trust just any media. Because it just doesn't make sense. You need to, I think, to be honest with you, if you want to know more about what happened in a certain area, it's better to look at more local news than to look at the news from international and more further away places. Because how can you expect it to be reliable 100% without having any bias that it's correct? And like a lot of people paint a bad image on some things, it's really disappointing. And that's a big thing I wanted to talk to you guys about, is the fact that extremism, like the name implies, is how, when you take it to a certain extreme, to the point where you are harming people. Okay? And that's pretty much all I have to say about extremism specifically. But I want to go a little bit more into that something, some different events, maybe some different events and stuff, right? 9/11 was one, right? The Syria event. Then we also think about the media. Let's not talk about extremism at this point. Let's talk more about the media, right? Now, different media sources say different things, right? Russia's going to say one thing, Qatar's going to say one thing, US is going to say something, Canada's going to say something. They're all saying different things. Now, Canada may say this and this, right? Like, oh, Syria, the whole thing about being Syria is because of the government. You may ask, okay, cool, sure. I believe that because it's Canadian. Like, obviously, why would Canada lie? Well, Canada and the US both say the same things when it comes to news lines, right? That's because Canada follows the US when it comes to news, right? They just say things that the US says, and the US is obviously using a bias. For example, what happened in, let's say, Syria, you may be wondering, okay, so then what actually happened? I already told you, but let's just say, now, The reason why the US is saying it's the government is because Russia was saying it was the terrorists, okay? And the fact that they also thought, like, obviously, because Saudi Arabia, the government is kind of Shia phobic, which is another story that I can talk about another day. Shia phobia is basically when some Muslims have a discrimination towards Shias, and I can talk more about that later. Some people don't think it's real, and it's really sad because it really sucks the fact that you think it isn't real. But as a Sunni, you can't talk about it. I've never been discriminated for being a Shia, but it is a thing that you can find out a lot of information about. If I were to search up Shia phobia right now, I would probably find some information and just search it up soon, just so I can prove my point. Yeah, it's a thing. Shia phobia is, well, it's not, more known as anti-Shiism. It's hatred of, prejudice, discrimination, persecution, or violence towards Shias, and this is first defined by the Shia Rights Watch in 2009. So it is a thing, like I said. Some people don't think it's real, but it really is, and it really, really sucks. Okay, so back to what I was saying. You can never trust just one media source. You have to always look at other media sources before you choose one. Think about Iran, right? Everybody thinks Iran's a bad country because, like, the government's this and this, and they are horrible people, like this and that. It's just a bad country, right? People think that. I remember talking to someone, and they were like, "Yeah." I was like, "Why does everyone hate? What's it called? Why does everyone hate Iran?" And he's like, "Well, obviously, because they were the guys who did 9/11, stuff like that." I'm like, "No, it really isn't that. The realistic thing and the reality of it is because they don't want to side with the U.S. They want to be independent. They don't want to be under control of the U.S. because then they're just becoming every other country." And the sad reality is the U.S. takes a lot of control and a lot of things and lots of problems with the U.S. that people really easily ignore and don't care about as much. Okay? And that is a big thing, a big issue, a big problem, just in general, not something I like. Okay? You can't always trust one news source. That's what I'm trying to get away from this. And extremism is just when someone takes a religion to a certain extent to the point where they aren't even following the actual religion anymore, and they think that they are right, and the fact that that is the correct method of spreading religion when it really isn't, because it in fact makes it much worse. Okay? So that's the two things that I really, really wanted to talk about in this episode, is that, like I said, extremism is a really big problem, and it's something I hate. It's even done in between our religion, right? There's extremists and there's Wahhabi extremists, right? To the point where they, like I said, discriminate towards Shia people. They don't treat them fairly. They don't treat them with the respect that they would deserve as a normal human being. You deserve normal human rights, right? It's like, what are you, five? The fact that you don't think that every person deserves rights, equal rights. And it's not even just Muslims too. There's so many groups that are being discriminated against. And the thing is, the white people aren't getting discriminated against. And literally the only race that basically isn't getting discriminated against, right? Because they're privileged. And some white people deny it. Some white people say, "Oh yeah, no, it's not a thing. It's not real. It's a bunch of baloney. It's a bunch of garbage." But like, think about how the blacks were treated back in the Civil War. They were treated like slaves. Just because of their skin tone. Are you seriously kidding me? Oh, they don't have a similar skin tone to what like me, so they're bad. In society, the light-skinned people, right, are being treated better than the dark skin. In Pakistan, like the light-skinned people are more richer, they have more money, they're more arrogant, they act as if they're superior towards the other people in their country. Amongst their own race, there's discrimination. Some light-skinned black people are discriminated towards darker-skinned black people. Why? It's just the skin of your color. You have the same flesh. Your skin color, it's just the outside skin color. Your flesh, look at the flesh inside your body, the blood. You have the same heart, type of heart, the same type of. Your feet are the same, your hands are the same, right? Obviously, they would look different because of your skin tone, but that's the only thing. They're the exact same thing, they're the exact same system. You are not in any way superior or better just because of your skin tone. And you need to learn that. Some people don't. And I'm not talking about everyone. A lot of people, and I'm really glad, is that at our school, there isn't much, like, I haven't noticed much racism. I'm sure there was some stuff that happened, like, at Hayden. Frankly, yeah, I don't know why I'm saying full name. Anyways, there was discrimination towards, there was a bit, like, of that whole, there was a bit of, like, a protest and stuff like that. Discrimination is a big issue that's happening in the world, and it needs to, like, people need to calm down with it, right? And I'm glad that people are educating themselves about it and they're getting better at it, but it's still really bad. So in conclusion, these are a few things that we talked about. I know I talk about a lot, and, like, it's really sometimes kind of hard for me because when I have a special guest, I can talk about things, about one topic for a long time. But when I'm talking alone and I don't have much points sometimes, I kind of can't, right? Like, for me, I talk kind of like just out what I know, what I'm educated about, what I have in my brain. Like, what I'm talking about right now, I haven't researched about it, and I haven't researched about it prior to making this episode. And in fact, yes, I do think these things are important, but I want people to know this, right? People got to stop discriminating towards these groups. Black people, white people, well, not white people, anyways, black people, Spanish people, like, Hispanic people, sorry, Asian people, South Asian people, just everywhere, right? Like, all these groups, you got to stop discriminating. It's just the skin color, that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. That's it from me. Next episode is going to be next Friday, or I may have published this today on Thursday, because, you know, I'm recording a bit earlier, but it's fine. Like I said, we're going to have 100% every week new episode, and that's all I have to say. Hope you guys enjoyed, and have a good day. Yeah.